Welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict Inn. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about The Walking Dead Season 8, Episode 4, entitled Some Guy. This is our instant cast. We just finished watching. Gary, what are your thoughts?
Before we get started, I think we owe Sheba a moment of silence. Okay.
All right.
Tonight, the unthinkable happened. Something that I said would never, ever, ever happen. And that's the king breaking character. The king denounced his throne tonight.
Yeah.
And it was so sad. That was heartbreaking.
I liked it. I liked him doing that. I liked the whole, almost all of the Ezekiel parts this episode. When he, you know, when he said, I'm not your king. And once again, when he told Jerry, when Jerry said, stand behind me. And he's like, no, I will not. Like,
I fight beside you.
Yeah. I loved it.
Well, he didn't say that, but basically he said that in his actions.
And then we got to call back again to how strong and how far Carol has come. Like, so when Ezekiel's like, you know, have you always been this way or did you become this way? You know, like, did you have to learn how to become this way? And I was like, no, Carol's always been a badass. And I was like, wait, no, she hasn't. Like, you know, but when I see Carol, I don't ever think of the old Carol. I think of, okay, Carol's been kicking ass for a few seasons, so that's how I see her. But she has come a long way.
Well, the old Carol is far gone. We will never see the old Carol again.
Oh, never.
Unless she's acting.
Yeah, unless she's acting. Even when she's acting, it's just so over the top. It's not even still the old Carol, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
The old Carol wasn't even like that. But I really enjoyed the episode. I mean, there's going to be some parts, especially because I don't remember them right now, the ones I don't like. But I, for the most part, I did enjoy it, and I guess when we watch it a second time, we'll be able to say, oh, shit, there's a few things.
It was a realistic situation, but I'm saying I'm not your king. It was more, not the walkers, you know, that's always fake, but, I mean, there are parts in it. It's a type of self-pity. I don't think that he's saying I'm not your king because he really feels that way. But I think he's saying that because now it's just pity. Like, oh, man, I came out here. I got my people killed. I hyped them up. And these are the results of it.
That, and it's like how last week he told Carol, fake it till you make it, baby. And that is one thing. Yeah, you're faking it till you make it. But I guess when, and I'm not blaming the people for getting killed. Blaming Ezekiel for getting the people killed. But in some way, I would say it's hard to fake it till you make it when people did get killed following you.
A lot of people.
A lot of people. So I can see him, you know, feeling like, shit, I'm not worthy. Don't call me king. Like, look at all the people that got killed from me, you know, from following me. So I can see where he's at. And even at the end, I think I looked down for a second, and then I looked back up, and he was already walking past all the people that was at the, what is their place called?
The Kingdom.
The Kingdom. So I was like, shit, did he just walk past his people? So to me, that was kind of not king-like, because even in the face of tragedy, even when, like, you know, 9/11 happened and anything big happens, the president, no matter what they're feeling personally, they still have to come out and talk to their people. And to me, this was a time where I would say, yes, he was still king if he actually went and talk to his people.
If he would have stepped up.
Yeah, but instead, he's like, fuck this. Like, I can't even go and face these people. Which, it's only human of him. But it was not a king thing of him to do just
that's
to
what I'm saying.
Him.
It brought that real component to it.
Right. I liked it. I mean, because I know Rick would have stood and told everyone what happened.
Well, Rick's been through it before.
Yeah.
So, by you going through loss multiple times, yeah, it's easy to stand in front of people. In fact, Rick told them before they went to war, this is what's going to happen. All of us are not going to make it.
Yeah, and I think, seeing that was more realistic idea. Where, I mean, I don't think the king was up there saying no one's gonna die when he was at the kingdom. He was saying that out in the field. So I don't know if people, like, back at home was like, wait, the king said no one's going to die. I don't think he was giving that type of speech.
No, in the kingdom, he was saying there would be casualties.
Right.
But he would smile.
Now, I liked going back again to the beginning of the episode when he said there's going to be some people who are in this because of the circumstances that brought them here, or and there's going to be some people that chosen. They love that fight. They love that. They love the, you know, kill.
Kill the blood.
But either way, they all have to die. And I'm like, where's Jesus? Where the hell is Paul right now? Like, he needs to hear this message. It don't matter what y'all were doing there. You didn't try to escape. You didn't try to fight back. So you when I forgot, there's like a saying, like, if you don't say anything or if you don't do anything when something bad has happened, you can't just be like, oh, I was just like standing. I was just watching, you know? No, you actually.
What do you mean?
Like, when something bad is happening, like, say someone's beating up a lady and you're just sitting there and you're like, well, I didn't mean to beat her. I just kind of watched. Like, okay, you're just as guilty.
Yeah, you're right.
So that's what that's pretty much what the king was saying today. And I think Paul needed to hear that because he was last week saying, oh, well, they're workers. They were here. They had to do what they had to do. It's like, did they?
Right.
You know, were they trying to fight back? Or did they pick up guns and fight against Rick and everybody else?
Yeah, they just fell right into the line.
Right.
I mean, it was always deep in them somewhere. I gotta understand, yeah, some people being scared, like some of the women, some of the younger guys. But for the most part, like the guy who was with Rick at the beginning, and now he's with Ezekiel. What's his name? Marcellus?
Yeah, Morales.
Morales. Now, Morales, someone like him, yeah, he could have fought. He could have saved himself, and he probably was scared when he got with the saviors. But now he's choosing to do everything he has to do.
Right.
It's a choice now.
It goes back to when, remember in season 4 when Daryl was with those claim people, and he fell into line, and he was doing the bullshit they were doing, like claim. Like, you know, at first, it took him a little while to figure out how stuff worked there. But then when it came down to, all right, am I going to sit here and watch, you know, my friend and his son get raped and killed. Am I going to do that? Or am I going to do the right thing? And no, he did the right thing. Now, I don't know if he would have did it if it was just regular people or if he did it because it was Rick and Carl. And I believe Michonne might have been there. Can't recall. So
I think he would have done it regardless.
I think so, too. I think there's stuff he would have been able to put up with, but not that far. Like, you know.
Right. Now, let's talk about Daryl's perfect aim. Now, we spoke about this last week, last podcast. And you said that Daryl's just hitting everything.
Yeah, he needs to be the one to kill Negan because he never misses, ever.
And again, we've seen that tonight.
He's Rick on a motorcycle dodging bullets at the same right. time. You're like, what is this, the Matrix? You can dodge a bullet while you're on a motorcycle?
Daryl can.
and then get up and then shoot with perfect aim. I think he did one or two shots and the guy
was
killed.
Two shots. And hit him with both.
Yeah, okay, so both made it. Both made it to the guy, yeah. That's crazy.
That's Daryl. There's nothing crazy about that. But going back to Jesus, man, he's probably tied up right now.
Yeah, by one of his captors. He was like, wait, we forgive him. Don't put your arms down, Tara. Don't kill him. While Jesus has his arms behind his back tied up, he's going to be like fighting to save the saviors or whatever.
Yeah, the whole hilltop. There are prisoners now.
Right. The little kids are almost dead. And
thank you, Paul.
Like, Paul, come on. Paul, you disappointed me.
And I know it's going to be something big. That's why, you know, in the previews for next week, you don't see them. So you may not see them till like the end of the season.
Yeah. And well, for a minute there, I didn't think we were going to go back to Gabriel and what's his name? Negan. What's his name? I didn't think we were going to go back to them until the mid-season finale.
Well, actually, I thought we were going to be with them this episode. So it was shocking that we was back with the king so soon.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because this seemed like something you would hold on to. You know, something that you would just draw out, like, is the king dead?
Well, I knew the king wasn't dead because all those people piled on top of him.
Well, we knew. We had that feeling, but they still should have drawn it out.
No, now that you say, I agree. It's always a little exciting when it ends there, but instead of going back there right away, they go to a different storyline.
Right.
Which, I was going to say they did. No, yeah. So it would have been interesting if they went to a different storyline. If they would have went back either. Well, yeah, the only place they could have gone to differently because Tara and them were in last week's episode, Rick and them were in last week's episode in Kingdom. So the only thing they could have did differently is, like you said, go to where Negan and Gabriel are at.
Yeah. Right.
But next week looks pretty exciting. I don't want to discuss it yet. We'll talk about it on the full recap. But so far, yeah, I would say this was a good episode. We are definitely going to have a lot of likes, but I can see us having a lot of dislikes as well because I just know some things when we were watching, I was like, okay, that was stupid. That was bullshit. So we'll see when we watch it the second time.
You know what would have been exciting? If they would have did what you said they remember when it first came on, you said, are they going back? Is this pre-apocalypse?
Yeah, because King Ezekiel is like keeping up with his dreads, like the moisturizing them. So I was like, oh, this is pre, like this is pre-apocalypse. But then I was like, well, his mirror is very like muddy, you know, like blurry. You barely see in the mirror. But then when he started putting his armor on, I was like, oh, no, it's not. But I was like, oh, but I'm still proud of him. Like, you know, no war is going to stop him from moisturizing those dreads. So I'm like, that's what's up, you know?
But so, that would have been cool if they would have went back.
Yeah.
And it's, instead of explaining the story to us, we would have got to see it.
Yes. Yeah, this would have been a perfect flashback episode. Because I was going to say, it wouldn't have been bad for them to be all King Ezekiel. Because one, it was almost all King Ezekiel this week anyways.
Right.
So if they would have went and did an episode, which is better than what they did with the whole governor, when they did the pre-governor. Well, they didn't even do a pre-governor. They did a governor after he lost everything, you know. They did a bottle governor episode.
Well, it was a pre-governor, but it wasn't like
no,
pre-apocalypse.
It was after Rick and them had defeated him the first time. That was his
oh,
episode.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right.
We never saw governor when his like daughter was alive and everything. So if they would have went back and showed us King Ezekiel just like work doing, you know, night theater in the daytime working with at the zoo, I would have really, and then it would have took us out of the Walking Dead world, just something different. And now to me, it's a little too late to do that episode.
It is. But it would have been cool.
Yeah.
And then you would still be there guessing, like, is he alive? Is he not alive?
Yeah.
Or at the end of the episode,
it could have shown him and come out. Oh my gosh. We could have directed this episode, Gary. It would have been good. Yeah, it would have been good. I mean, I think that would have been good. And it's not like anyone needs a King Ezekiel backstory, but it would just been something cool and something different.
It would have been cool to take us out of the Walking Dead.
Right. I agree.
We need to have more flashbacks.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, flashbacks are, if done well, they can be really, really good. They can add to the show.
Right. Now, the zombies that killed Sheba, remember you said it was going to be like a callback or they was going to mention it later?
Yeah.
And it is a callback to like, was it 2 episodes ago or the beginning of last episode?
Yes,
yeah. When he said he wondered what was that zombie's demise?
Yeah. And there's something in that scene that I already know is going to make our dislike list, but yeah, it was cool that they brought it back.
Right. We find out that they were killed in like a toxic
waste.
Waste in
know.
That water.
Some Alex Mack type
like,
shit.
Like, I wonder were they killed like that? Or were they killed and just the toxic waste got in the water and this is how they...
I think the toxic waste got in the water. I will say, though, every time they do any, like, water-type damage zombies, it grosses me out. I kept having to look away. Like, ew, it just too... Like, I was with King Ezekiel. He's like, I'm not getting in that. Like, just kill me now. He's like, whoa, y'all go without me. He was, like, willing to sacrifice himself. Like, I ain't going and whatever shit turning that way.
But I have a lot to say about that.
Okay.
And I'll speak more on it on a full recap. But just speaking short on it, I wonder, was he just ashamed to go back to the kingdom? That's why he's willing to sacrifice himself.
Part of me thought that, too. A part of me, because before we... Okay, so there was one scene, which I didn't like how they did it when they went back again. Like, after we saw... Which, well, I'll say again in the full recap. But when they went... When we saw him and Carol walking together. Remember, we went to commercial break, and she was still deciding whether she was going to save them or get the guns. And commercial break comes back on, and we see her and King Ezekiel walking together. So we're like, okay, well, we knew she saved him. Then they do, like, this flashback. We'll discuss that in the full recap.
Well, her and the King Ezekiel walking together, that was a flashback.
No, okay, so, that no, was... they flash back to them, they're walking back to the compound at that point.
No. That was a flashback before the fight.
Was it?
Yeah, that's when he was telling this story. She was telling her story, and then they went back to the fight.
Oh, see, I thought it was, okay, she saved him, and then I'm like, why'd they go back and show us how she saved him? Oh, so then either I was just oblivious to it, or they did a bad job, so I'll have to see on the rewatch.
No, they did a great job.
Well, honestly, because you didn't hear me say when we were watching, I was like, okay, they already showed us that she saved him, why are they going back to showing us how she saved him? I thought that
really,
was...
Really, I was into the show. I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Okay, because maybe that
corrected
now...
you then.
No, it makes sense now, because then at the end, it showed her, Ezekiel, and Jerry. And I was like, where was Jerry in that scene? So that's why, because it was a flashback scene.
Yeah, it was a flashback. That's why all the other soldiers was around.
Oh, they were. I don't remember seeing anyone else. Yeah,
people were walking. They were like getting ready for the fight.
Oh, I really missed that. Okay. I'll rewatch it. And that's really when he
retold his story, and then she told her story.
That makes more sense, because at the time when I was watching, I'm like, geez, he doesn't act like people just die. Like, he seemed like really carefree. And I'm like, damn, he seems pretty carefree for all the people who have died. So that actually makes more sense now.
He's alive.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Thanks for clearing that up. All right, you guys, I think that does it for our Instant Cast. We would love to hear from you and get your feedback. dead@theverdictsin.com or on Twitter @theverdictsin.com or facebook.com/theverdictsin, and we would discuss your feedback on the podcast. Until then, I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.